the Canadian master of the big screen spectacle stretching back to Aliens in the mid-1980s is back. James Cameron's Avatar topped Titanic, and now 13 years later the sequel to The Adventures of Jake Sully return, and this time like Fast and the Furious, it's all about family. The plot is not much more advanced. The humans are still coming to invade Pandora and now the Na'vi have to combine forces with the more sea-dwelling inhabitants of Pandora. Avatar is animation, make no mistake about it, however it is at the highest level in motion capture. For those growing up with the rotoscoped masterpiece Fire Plus Ice, you get it. The humans have realized Jake Sully was onto something with the using the avatars, so now more humans are plugged into the blue bodies of the planet. This allows all kinds of villains from the first film to return, despite being bumped off in the first film. Avatar is a long ride, clocking in at over 3 hours. Of course there are plot points, entire sequences that could be jettisoned for a faster playing time, but that's not what this adventure and experience is about. Playing this week in the Creek. Editor at dcdn.ca.